In many churches, they are celebrating what is known as All Saints Sunday. Now, we are not a denomination that makes a lot over All Saints Sunday, but I really like to commemorate it. Because the truth is, I would not be standing here and you would not be sitting here if it had not been for the saints that came before you, that built this church and then rebuilt this church and made sure that this church was here for you today. And the truth is that if it were not for millions of other saints around the world, through thousands of years, preaching about God, talking about God's love, God's infinite love, I'm not talking just about in the time of Jesus Christ, but through all ages, none of us would be here. Somebody had to have the wisdom and the guts to open their mouth and say, there's a power higher than us. There's a power greater than us. There is something good that has created all of this. And when Christ came, Christ confirmed that. He affirmed that. And then he said, let me tell you how good God truly is. God will do anything out of love for you. Anything, even die on a cross. God will be with you in every moment of your life. In all the highs and the joys, the births and the birthday parties and all the good things and all the lows and the depths that you will suffer, God will be there because God is everywhere. And through the ages, we have had saints, lots and lots of saints, who've made it possible for us to be here today. And I want to take just a minute to remember. So get your thinking caps on, because what I'm going to do in a minute is I'm going to have what we call a shout out. And you're going to shout out the name of a saint from your life. It can be a parent, a grandparent, it could be a Sunday school teacher, it could be somebody in church that influenced you, it could be a teacher from outside. It doesn't have to be within this congregation. It can be outside there in the world. It can be somebody who inspired you. It can be somebody who maybe you don't even know personally. But it's somebody who made such a difference in your life that you're sitting here today believing in God and wanting a stronger relationship with God. We want to remember them. We don't want to forget them. Who's got a name? Go. Okay. Somebody else? Go.
My mother, Jesus.
Okay. Yep.
My mother, Mary Helen.
Your mother, Mary Helen? Okay. And Sunday school teachers, lots of them. Yep. Okay.
My mom and dad.
Your mom and dad.
My mother, Doris.
Your mother. Okay. More. My mother. My mother was not perfect, but if there was ever a saint of light, it was her. And I know your father, and the mothers, and the Sunday school teachers, and the preachers. Some of you, it was a preacher that you got really close to. Maybe it was the one that baptized you. Those are saints. We don't talk about them as saints. Even my mom, you know. My mom was a saint, though, when it came to church. Maybe not so much in other ways, but she was a saint when it came to church. And her faith in God was so strong all the way through her life. She did tell me one time she thought maybe she'd made a big mistake in getting me so involved in church and so involved in faith and so involved in, you know, in God, because she didn't want me to go into ministry. She wanted me to stay in banking and finance because I'd make a lot more money there than I would in ministry. And she wasn't real happy when I went into ministry. But it was her fault. No, it wasn't. It was her inspiration in a lot of ways, though. I think saints change a church. I think they change an individual. I think saints change the world. Think of some of the saints that we have that we know about. We may not know them. Saint Teresa. I mean, the woman showed us how to care for the poor, the unwanted, the untouchables. You know, you can name hundreds of saints that way. But here's the thing with all of them. All of those saints, no matter who they are, and I want you to think about them for a minute, would they want you to stay stuck in a place and not move forward? No. They would want you to keep moving forward in your faith. Keep trying to do a little bit more each year. Keep trying to help a few more people each year. Keep trying to make the church be even better than it already is. More faithful. Been looking at my evaluations. Been reading through my evaluations that came. And one of the things that came out very clearly as far as a church need was we want to do more outreach. Now, you do a lot of outreach. Please don't misunderstand me. You do. I'm very proud of you. Remember, these are coming from other people that say this. But to do more. We always need to be doing more. For Christ, for Jesus, who was the greatest saint, who is our saint, who is the saint, faith was about moving. It was about action. Faith was not about sitting in a pew just on Sunday mornings, enjoying ourselves and never doing anything else. Faith was acting. It was being inspired by the word to go out into the community and make it better and stronger. To look for those people, as Sheila talked about, who are truly in need and help them as much as we can, so much that we bless them to where they want to be in church because they want to be with us because they figured out that God provides. Now we need to be the saints. It's our turn. The saints have gone before us, and they were wonderful, and I don't ever want to forget them. But they're gone. It's our turn. We are the saints now. So now you have to look at your life, and you have to say, what kind of saint am I? Am I doing everything I can? Or is there maybe one or two more things I can do? Am I supporting every way I can? Or is there maybe something I could do? Am I doing something that maybe is a detriment, is holding back the church or the people's work? Can I take that obstacle out of there? We always want to remember the saints, but we also have to live on. Let us pray. Lord God, we know that it doesn't honor our saints' memories if we fall apart. It dishonors them. So we ask you, Lord, to help us stand up straight and strong and to be ready to march on with you, to be the saints that you call us to be, the saints of light, the saints of Christianity. No, it doesn't mean we're perfect. It means we're faithful to you, O God. Yes, we can only do it with your help, and that's what we're asking for. Lord, bless us as your saints this day. Amen.